This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
And another chance for you to win $1,000 about 4 minutes away. It's finals day for Education Week on the Noon Business Hour, sponsored by St. Xavier University. This afternoon, we're wrapping things up by learning how to maximize a college application. Let's get some advice from Deb Donnelly, post-high school counselor at New Trier High School in Winnetka. Deb, one of the things that we hear about quite often is a social media presence. I think especially young people think they put it online, but no one's really paying attention. When it comes to colleges, they're paying attention.
Suddenly.
They are. They are, in fact. And I think that that's something that each of our students should work to clean up or absolutely even just completely dismiss. I have a number of students who no longer participate in social media. Most of our faculty no longer participate in social media. It just is rife with issues, I think.
And in the end, again, a lot of young people think, no one's paying attention. Are colleges genuinely, are they that thorough when they're looking at trying to figure out whether they're going to allow someone into their school or not?
I think the answer is it depends. You know, if your name is in the newspaper for a negative reason, or if something happens at your school, then colleges may look a little bit more closely at that. So I just think in order to be safe, first of all, if you want to participate in social media, keep it clean, keep it something that you'd be happy that your grandparents could see, or again, don't participate at all. But yes, colleges, you know, if there's any reason at all to look and they have the time, they can do so.
Has high school level yet had any problems with trying to buy your way into college?
Certainly we have not. It's nothing that's ever, you know, pervaded our school or any of the schools at our peer institutions. So I'm proud to say that we've not been a part of any of that.
Deb, let's talk about writing for a chance to get into the college of your choice, sitting down to write that college application and also to tell about yourself. What's the most important thing to do?
I think that students need to be free to tell their story. I think that what the essay does is flesh out the student so that the candidate is not just a flat transcript of grades and maybe ACT scores. It allows the student to put the context of his or her life into the application. And in fact, if students are using this beast called the Common Application, the 7 essay prompts will remain the same, and they are up and running right now, so students can access those immediately.
What do you look for, in a student who wants to come in and go someplace else in the world?
You mean someplace else outside of the United States?
Well, someplace outside of where you went to school.
Yeah, so, someone who wants to get into college.
What
do you look for?
Really it's about, you know, what's the academic background of the student is. I have a friend at the University of Chicago Lab School who says, Patty Kovacs, who says that colleges look for 3 things: what you do, what you say, and what others say about you. And this also pertains to your social media question. So we look to the student to tell us, you know, what are your expectations for your future? What are the parameters under which you're operating, whether they're financial or geographical or even academic? And then, you know, how can we help you get there? And then our job, quite frankly, is to irritate and confuse students, to open up their mind to colleges and universities they may never have heard of.
Thanks so much, Deb. Always appreciate you being on the show. Deb Donnelly, post-high school counselor at New Trier High School in Winnetka.